Smart Thinking. Three essential keys to solve problems, innovate, and get things done. Author, Art Markman. What is smart thinking? Some researchers suggest that IQ tests are not good at predicting success because they do not measure the right forms of intelligence or the right combinations to predict how well people will do in real situations. But even that more nuanced way of thinking about intelligence falls short as an explanation of smart thinking. Measuring someone's IQ does not tell you whether he or she engages in smart thinking, because most of what we are talking about when we say that someone has done something smart is not measured by tests of intelligence. That is because IQ tests focus almost on abstract reasoning abilities. But smart thinking that led to the cyclone vacuum had nothing to do with abstract reasoning. Smart thinking is really about the content of what you know and how you use it. It is the ability to solve new problems using your current knowledge. The formula for smart thinking. The key elements of the general formula for smart thinking are to have high-quality knowledge and to find that knowledge when you need it. Problem-solving can be stressful in part because you have a lot of mental habits you have generated through years of practical thinking. Unfortunately, not all of those mental habits are conducive to smart thinking. The thinking habits you have are not part of some fixed mental toolkit that you were born with. Those habits were created by ongoing school for years, and then they were reinforced by all of the thinking you've done since then. Smarter thinking requires developing new habits to complement the ones that have already brought you success. It also requires changing habits that are getting in the way of smart thinking. Creating smart habits and changing behavior. There is a formula for smart habits which requires only two ingredients. Mapping between an action and the environment consistently. Performing that action repeatedly. Let's start with the first component of habit formation, consistent mapping. Making a connection between the environment and a behavior, which requires that there be some unvarying element that reliably signals the action that is to be performed. The environment, for our purposes, consists of both the outside world and your internal mental environment. That is, your goals, feelings, and thoughts. There are many cases of consistent mappings that are set up by the design of the objects in the environment. The accelerator and brake pedals on a car form a consistent mapping. Light switches are designed so that pushing them up turns on the light, and putting them down turns off the light. The second component of habit formation is repetition. Anytime there is a consistent mapping between the environment and an action, and the action is repeated in that environment, a habit will form. You are faster to create a habit when the situation in which you will perform the action is unique. When there are many different actions that might have to be performed in similar situations, then the habit will take longer to pick up. Mind benefits from habits. The mind is constantly looking to create habits. The main benefit of a habit is to take a process that requires attention to start with and to turn it into something that can be retrieved effortlessly from memory. Because your mind is a habit-creating machine, anytime there is a consistent and repeated mapping between your physical and mental world and some behavior, you have the conditions to form habits. It is crucial to remember that most of your habits are good. They allow you to perform actions without having to think about them. As a result, you can focus your mental efforts on issues that interest you, rather than on routine aspects of your life. To engage smart thinking, you want to ensure that you have consistent mappings between your environment and desirable behaviors that will support smart habits. Make sure that you are not spending valuable time and mental energy on tasks that could and should become automatic. Promoting quality learning by knowing your limits. The perception of an event is a combination of bottom-up processing using information from the world and top-down processing that uses existing information and knowledge to constrain how we interpret new events. During the course of an event, you have limited capacity in your working memory. Only a small amount of what you know is available to the thought processes you are using to reason and solve new problems. One way that you increase the amount of information you consider as you think is to ensure that bits of information and knowledge are densely interconnected. Thus, when learning, it is important to find ways to connect new information to existing knowledge. When you remember an event, you are likely to be able to recall about 3 independent bits of information about it. That is the rule of 3. It is important to use this knowledge about your memory to organize both what you remember about the events you experience and how you structure presentations to other people. When you enter a meeting, think about what you want to get out of it. Then, pay attention to that information. At the end of any experience, spend some time repeating to yourself the key takeaway messages. That way, you are exerting some control over what you remember and the situation later. When you run a meeting or class, or you attend an interview, introduce the key points you want people to remember later. Then focus your presentation ruthlessly on those points and avoid as many digressions as you can. Finally, summarize the key points at the end so people will walk away from their interactions with you, remembering what you hoped they would remember. By bearing the rule of three in mind, you can help maximize the quality of your knowledge. In this way, you have a real head start on thinking smarter. In addition, by using the rule of three to organize presentations, you have taken a step forward creating a culture of smart. Causal knowledge. Causal knowledge, the knowledge you use to answer the question why, is crucial for solving new problems. It allows you to go beyond solutions that you have encountered before. By giving you information, you need to diagnose problems and generate new methods for dealing with those problems. Causal explanations are a uniquely human ability that allows us to create more complex tools by understanding the goals that people have when they act and the way that tools help those goals to be achieved. Making comparisons. Your ability to find similarities between two situations is quite flexible. In addition to finding obvious similarities, you are skilled at making analogy comparisons that focus on the similarities between what you know, base domain, and what you don't know, target domain. While the objects in those domains need to be similar, analogies highlight the relational similarities and can be used to communicate information about the similarities, making the target domain easier to understand. These inferences by analogy have to be treated with caution, though, because they are not guaranteed to be true. Although analogies are a powerful way to help you understand new situations, you often do not retrieve analogies that you know from memory. Information is usually drawn from memory based on the overall similarity of the new situation to something you have encountered in the past. To focus retrieval on analogies, it is important to re-describe the problem to emphasize its essence and to de-emphasize the object. Maximizing memory effectiveness. As counterintuitive as it may sound, memory retrieval is effortless. If your attempt to retrieve and use your knowledge induces sweat, you are doing something wrong. And when retrieval does feel hard, that is an invitation to walk away from the problem for a while. When you learn new information, it becomes associated with the context in which you are learning. Using your knowledge effectively requires getting high-quality knowledge into your memory and then creating a context that is similar to the one in which it was created. The key to solving problems is to recognize that when you get stuck, you are not calling to mind knowledge you have that might help you solve the problem. If you have knowledge that would enable you to solve the problem, then you need to change the description of the problem to create new cues to memory that will bring new knowledge to mind. Smart thinking in practice. Bringing smart thinking into your life is a process. The key is to develop new smart habits that integrate these principles into real situations. To increase the quality of your knowledge, take a productive pause at the end of meetings, lectures, events, and books. Write a summary. Examine your summaries for evidence of gaps in your knowledge in terms whose meanings are not clear. Although you will have to think carefully about these summaries at first, eventually you will create smart habits to give good explanations of things to yourself. To generate high-quality ideas, it is also important to focus some efforts on the questions you try to answer. At times, your first attempt to solve a problem may be stymied because you have not described the problem specifically enough to be able to solve it. Creating a culture of smart. Adults rarely work alone. Most businesses put teams together to solve hard problems. As a result, it is not enough for one person in a group to do all the smart thinking. All of the members of a group need to participate. Yet, we do not train people extensively to help make the people around them smarter. The educational system is focused primarily on individual work and individual responsibility. That's why you need to encourage people to learn more about thinking. Create an environment in which smart habits thrive. Be open to ideas. Explain clearly and often. Create desirable difficulties. Use the rule of three. Negotiate meanings. Develop labels to aid analogies. Discourage multitasking. Smart thinking ultimately involves good thinking by individuals and by groups. Doing your part to create a culture of smart is a way of helping maximizing your own success by improving the thinking abilities of the people around you. Ultimately, their smart thinking will also feed back to you. Even the flawed ideas of your colleagues can spur you to think about issues in a new way.